YouTube says we're live.
Good morning, YouTubers. Good morning, Bear Nation. Hey, it's Monday, and just as a gentle reminder, look at your screens, look above KL's desk. Nobody cares. Work harder. Yeah. Well, my head will block most of it and you, but we're good to go. Yeah, we do. We need a sheet. We're like a shower curtain. It's all good. Who cares? Whatever. You know, it's kind of like how Gary Vee talks about it. It's like, I'm telling you all the moves to make because 99% of you won't make the moves. So you're no threat to me. Yeah, it's similar to that. Good morning, Hans, everybody in the chat. It's freaking Monday, March or Die Monday. Why is it called that, Bear? Because I didn't want to ruck this morning, and I did anyway because I have a blister the size of Texas on my right foot. 65 pounds, 45 minutes, 2.85 miles. Get some, bro. Bear Independent Brief, 5 December 22. If you're new here, subscribe, ring the little bell icon. If you're not new here, you know what to do. Share the show. Did you see what happened to Moore County? Well, Tony Zaff, happens to be, that's what we're talking about. Intel from the Bear Nation. At around 10 p.m. last night, 3 December 22, in Moore County, North Carolina, there was an attack at a substation taking out the grid. Whoa. It's almost as if Bear has been saying for what, 5 years? Have I been doing this for 5 years now?
Yeah.
By half a decade. Hey, the grid is fragile. It can and will break. Then, after that, two more substations were attacked. All three had major damage to the transformers, not robots in disguise. An electrical device that converts the voltage and amperage of incoming, outgoing power. You know, line, load, you know, basic stuff. All three had major damage to the transformers. Octobots rollout. Losing power to around 40,000 people. Duke Energy says that the power would be restored today by 10 p.m. for December 22. It appears that about 41,000 customers between Moore and Hoke counties lost their power as crews experienced, quote, multiple equipment failures, end quote. A journalist at CBS noted that according to census data, the number of outages is about the same of the total households in Moore County. Wastewater pumps were knocked offline. Sewer lift stations were impacted, causing multiple accidents within the first few hours. Now, what's interesting here, I did a little bit of research on the interwebs. Multiple accidents, they sound like motor vehicle accidents. Which begs the question, how did the sewage lift stations not working cause motor vehicle accidents? And the only thing I can come up with in my head is there was literal shit in the roads. Gross. Gross. Ew. Wastewater pumps were knocked offline. Sewer lift stations were impacted, causing multiple accidents within the first few hours. The town of Southern Pines wrote in a statement, quote, our sewer lift stations are currently down due to the widespread power outage in Moore County. Please limit your water and sewer usage to what is absolutely necessary until these stations are operational again. We also advise staying off the roads if you are in a safe location. There are multiple accidents that have occurred, end quote. Now, it's important to understand here, and I think we know this, you know, with our brain, but we don't actually understand this kinesthetically with our hands or in our heart with real understanding. Modern society is predicated on the successful flow of electrons. When the electrons stop flowing back and forth across the wire 60 times a second, bad things happen. The Texas grid 2019, the ice storm there, all of that was because the electrons in many cases were still flowing. ERCOT was trying to shed load so they could match supply and demand. But the frequency of the grid got too low, less than 1% nominal deviation from 60 hertz. And what happened? Things started literally catastrophically falling apart. It's that fragile. Sounds like a handful of hooligans here in Moore County, North Carolina, took three substations offline. And as I've been saying for half a decade to y'all and for a couple of decades to myself and anybody else who would listen, it's not that easy to take the grid offline. I can't tell you how, but you don't have to be a damn genius to figure it out. Police from a village from the village of Pinehurst called in additional officers to help, telling residents to avoid travel or at least treat any intersection as a four-way stop. The Moore County Sheriff's Office announced that the event was, quote, being investigated as a criminal occurrence, end quote, and said, quote, as utility companies began responding to the different substations, evidence was discovered that indicated that intentional vandalism had occurred at multiple sites, end quote. Transformers are not just robots in disguise. They're also pretty dang fragile. Like, literally, I'm not going to tell you how to destroy them, but they're not difficult to destroy. A few guys with a couple of pickup trucks and, a few hours of spare time on their hands can and clearly have wreaked havoc on a couple of counties. Counties. We're not talking blocks. Counties. Counties. Oh, Victor Maxwell says, very interesting timing for the hooligans to do this. Oh, we're getting to the timing next. Let's see. Governor Roy Cooper tweeted, quote, I have spoken with Duke Energy and state law enforcement officials about the power outages in Moore County. They're investigating and working to return electricity to those impacted. The state is providing support as needed. Outages happen for many reasons, and it's well known that the ever more necessary grid is grossly fragile. However, this particular event is suspected to have something to do with ideological complaints against a drag show that had already inspired protests. The drag show was scheduled at 7 p.m. at the theater in Southern Pines, and after multiple threats were received ahead of the event, many have postulated that the local Christians were responsible for the attacks on the substations. You bad Christians, you. Honestly, I'm not condoning any domestic acts of terrorism, but if it was, but if it was you Christians out there, good job finding your balls. Like, just good job. Good job. Police even visited at least one Christian who posted online as what she wrote made her potential suspect in the investigation. In response, she told them that God was responsible for the outage and was chastising Moore County. Now, I have an article here from the IJR. According to the Charlotte Observer, some on social media had reported hearing gunshots in the area of the substation at the time of the outage. Brooks, the sheriff, was asked if there was a connection, but he said that he couldn't confirm anything at this stage. The outage came amid planned protests over a drag show in downtown Southern Pines, a town in Moore County with a population of about 15,000. The, quote, downtown divas, end quote, event at the Sunrise Theater started at 7 p.m., according to the Charlotte Observer. After the power went out, it continued until about 9 p.m., the Observer reported. Quote, I asked that everyone turn on their phone flashlights to illuminate the room, end quote, headline act Naomi Dix said, according to the Observer. I then led the crowd in singing Beyoncé's Halo. Okay, whatever, weirdo. One of the organizers of the protests against the drag show, Emily Grace Rainey, published a post on her Facebook page after the outage began, stating, quote, the power is out in Moore County and I know why, end quote. She then posted a second statement with a picture of the exterior of the darkened theater, stating, quote, God will not be mocked, end quote. Late Saturday, she published another post stating that the sheriff's investigators had paid her a visit. Quote, the Moore County Sheriff's Office just checked in. I welcomed them into my home, she wrote. Sorry they wasted their time. I told them that God works in mysterious ways and is responsible for the outage. I used the opportunity to tell them about the immoral drag show and the blasphemy screamed by its supporters. God is chastising Moore County. I thanked them for coming and wished them a good night. Thankful for the law, LEO's service, as always, end quote. According to the Fayetteville Observer, the event was originally open to all ages. Ah! The crux of the issue. According to the Fayetteville Observer, this drag queen event in Southern Pines, Moore County, North Carolina, was originally opened to all ages. However, the minimum age for the event was changed to 18 after protests that the show is exposing children to adult entertainment. Sunrise Theater Executive Director Kevin Dietzel told The Observer in an article published Saturday that he disagreed with the age restrictions. Quote, "It adds to the stigma that people in the drag community already feel," Dietzel told the newspaper. "It adds fuel to the myth that the LGBTQ plus community is something that people need to keep their kids away from," end quote. All right, editorializing here, my opinion, yeah, I don't want my kids going to drag queen runway shows. Not interested. Not interested even a little bit. And if you take my six-year-old, like if we have one of these like happen in Dallas, drag queen story time, where you bring the drag queens to my children, we are going to have one hell of a problem on our hands. So I totally understand the sentiment. Again, I'm not supporting acts of violence or domestic terrorism, but I totally understand the sentiment of the parents in this community. No, not interested. You don't get to do that. The schools are already, in many cases, doing a phenomenal job of attempting to indoctrinate our children. Now you're going to put dudes who think they're women in front of their face and tell them that this is normal. When up until a decade and a half ago, this was literally a mental issue. Like it was in, not the physician's desk reference because that's a bunch of pills, but you know what I'm talking about. It was literally a diagnosable mental health issue. And now it's just normal, right? Let's just push the Overton window from when a man loves a woman, they have a baby and they raise that child and everything's hunky-dory to it's totally okay, Steve, if you dress up like Phyllis, that's perfectly fine. And if you want to do that, go for it. And maybe in California, we'll even pay for you to do it and cut your breasts off and, or remove your penis surgically, transition you. How about no, we don't do that. That's, in my opinion, a really bad idea. Now, there's something to be said for people who do feel that way, perhaps about support and compassion and all of that. But if you look at the detransitioning statistics, the incidence of suicide amongst those who have transitioned, it's incredibly high. The depression, the anxiety, incredible, the remorse, incredibly high, like statistical anomaly 10 to 20x standard deviation among the general population high. Sure, that's just a coincidence. So no, it's statistically not normal. Even if you're trying to normalize it societally, it's statistically not normal. I feel, how shall I say this? On the one hand, as an American, drag queens have a right to drag queen. Copy that. Y'all do that. I'm very laissez-faire. I'm very libertarian. As long as you're not actually bothering me, I don't care what you do. You start actually bothering me with different story. On the other hand, as a follower of Messiah, as a son of the Most High, as somebody who tries to live his life according to biblical principles, the same biblical principles that whether you like it or not, this nation was founded on, the same biblical principles that have created the blessing and the freedom that we've experienced thus far in this country, you start violating those egregiously. Deuteronomy 28 is real. If you diligently obey the voice of Yahuwah your Elohim, the Lord your God, then you will be blessed. If you do not, you will be cursed. So did God rain judgment down in Moore County, North Carolina on these three substations? It sounds like there were some subcontractors involved. I'll just leave it at that. But I understand the sentiment of the people in this community. Organizers of the drag show said that they have received multiple threats ahead of the Saturday event. Well, maybe do a cost-benefit analysis, asshole. Maybe don't do it. I'm just saying. According to the Fayetteville Observer, a Southern Pines Christian school sent out a letter 21 November calling for residents of the town to protest at the train station across from the theater. Quote, the LGBTQ plus LMNOP unicorn fairy dust asterisk forces are coming to Southern Pines and they are after our children, the letter from Calvary Christian School administrators stated. This is their target audience to peddle their abomination. Now, more hard truths if you are a follower of Messiah, Christian, which is derived from the word Christios, which is a Greek derogatory term meaning those people who follow the Christ. If you're one of those, if you are a follower of the Christ, hopefully you believe in the Bible. And the Bible unequivocally states that homosexuality is an abomination because the Torah is about the preservation of life, and homosexuality does not lead to the creation of life. Therefore, there's no preservation of life there. Now, flip side of this, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of Yah. We all done made mistakes. But shall we sin all the more so that grace may abound? No, God forbid. Well, how do we know what sin is, Bear? 1 John 3, verse 4. Go read that and then maybe make an argument against me if you'd like. And so there's this balance as a believer, right? You hear all the time in these weak, effeminate, polo-wearing, beta male, motivational, self-help speaking, pastor-led, air quote, pastor-led churches. Love the sinner, hate the sin. Maybe. So I do think there is a certain level of compassion for people that perhaps find themselves in this situation where they feel the need to express themselves as drag queens. I also think that for me, it is wrong for my children to be raised in that way. Because I'm commanded to raise them up in the way that they should go so they do not depart from it when they are older. And there's this very interesting balance right here, right now in Moore County, North Carolina, between what laws do we have of man versus what laws do we have of God? Ultimately, if this drag queen dance show, whatever the hell it was closed door, 18 plus, voluntary. From a libertarian standpoint, I don't like that, but I don't get to like that or not like that. Also, by the way, whoever your activists are in Moore County, North Carolina, you lost the opportunity to do some really good intel gathering and surveillance/counter-surveillance. Who went into the theater? What are they doing? Let's build those networks out, right? Having it in the theater, closed door, voluntarily, is different than it's in the kindergarten classroom. And while I don't like the fact that it's in the theater, closed door, voluntary, I don't get to have an opinion on that because it doesn't actually affect me. That's different than you put it in the kindergarten classroom, or you made it mandatory. We're going to have a mandatory event in the school auditorium that everybody must attend. That's completely different in my mind. So I understand the sentiment of these Christians in Moore County, North Carolina, for not wanting these abominations in their midst. I struggle with, personally, the fact that we don't live in a day and age where the Father's laws are more revered than man's laws. I struggle with that. That's a challenge, especially doing what we do with Caleb House. Man, you know how convenient it would be to just walk some assholes to a rock pile and call it good? Super convenient. And so this is a really interesting thing that happened in Moore County. How many people do we still have? Almost 1,500. Interesting. And so I find myself supporting both the rights of the drag queens, who I ideologically am not aligned with at all, as well as the rights of the Christians, who ideologically I'm more aligned with. Although, to be frank, most Christians have a hard time with me because I'm more Christian than they are, because I read the whole book and do what the whole book says, and that pisses them off. To which I would respond, love you, brother, don't care. So what are some takeaways here from this? First of all, the fragility of the system, super fragile. We talk about this all the time. Second of all, look at the situation on the ground in Moore County, North Carolina, where violence, this is domestic terrorism, by the way, because terrorism is by definition the application of force for political gain. Okay. So this is domestic terrorism that took place. Christian fundamentalist domestic terrorism, which, by the way, is an interesting talking point, I'm sure, for the leftist media. Let's just see how long it takes for that talking point to come out. But look at the micro level, regional level, societal pushback here based upon opposing ideologies. Is this an indicator that the pendulum is starting to swing the other way? That the blue-haired leftist mafia is not as strong as they thought they were? That things are starting to swing back the other direction? Maybe. Maybe. I guess only time will tell with that. And again, it's this weird thing where, like, it's encouraging that people are starting to find their balls to stand up and say, nope, we'll not tolerate that. Not interested. That's encouraging. Coupled with your responsibility as an American citizen, your freedoms as an American citizen, and the two prime directives, the two general orders. Love the Lord your God with everything you've got. Deuteronomy 6, verse 5. And love your neighbor as yourself. Leviticus 19, verse 18. Begs the question, who's your neighbor? And that is too big of a question for me to answer on a Monday morning live stream. In other news, the Group of Seven, aka G7, in Australia decided on a $60 a barrel price cap for Russian seaborne crude oil. Russia has refused to subject its oil sales to a price cap imposed by the West. And with Russian Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Novak stating, quote, we are working on mechanisms to prohibit the use of a price cap instrument, regardless of what level is set, because such interference could further destabilize the market. Sorry, I realized Alexander Novak. I knew somebody by a similar name in a different life who played guitars in metal bands in New York. And I was like, is he the Russian deputy of... Prime Deputy Minister of Oil in Russia now? Like, he really climbed the ladder, you know? Like, he's made it a long way. That's it's interesting. The deputy and former heavy metal guitarist also said that the move could cause trouble in the products market and impact countries other than Russia. So the G7, or the Group of Seven, is Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States. This is an interesting dance here as far as price capping Russian oil, of which I do not claim to be an expert on. I'm just relaying the information to you, giving you a little bit of my opinion, my take on this. The price cap, I wonder how that plays in with the valuation of the U.S. petrodollar. See, and the reason the price cap is being emplaced in the first place is to limit Russia's profitability on their domestically produced crude oil so that it will make it harder for Russia to fund their war in Ukraine. But if you are then taking Russian oil and flooding the market with low-cost Russian oil, that decreases the demand for American oil, which is the basis for the U.S. dollar, which is not terribly strong right now anyway. The implications of that are probably way above my pay grade because I don't really understand how all that's going to shake out economically. But based upon my third greater level understanding of like U.S. petrodollar economics, it sounds like a kind of bad thing. So it seems like we, G7, are being forced to make a choice here between allowing Russia to continue to gain profits to perpetuate a war in Ukraine or continuing to devalue the U.S. dollar and therefore potentially crashing the American economy and the world's economy, therefore. The interesting thing is that these companies who emplace this price cap, or countries who emplace this price cap, are basically saying we will only buy Russian oil as long as it's at this $60 per barrel level or lower. It doesn't say that Russia has to sell it at that rate to any of these other countries. So it kind of furthers the gap in between the West and Russia, getting back to that almost Cold War-esque us versus them mentality, where there are these two different blocks of countries, right? America and its friends and Russia and its friends. We've talked about this previously. The flow of goods and resources and energy is going to become less globalized, right? And more, you're either on Team America or Team Russia. And so it's going to become more discretionary. Well, we don't sell oil to these people anymore because they're on Team Russia. And Russia's like, we don't sell oil to these people over there because they're on Team America, right? And so it widens that divide between the United States and Russia and these other countries across the world. Like we have BRICS, which is Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Saudi Arabia now, I think, if I'm remembering, the House of Saud, and several others. It's called this BRICS Plus. So you have BRICS basically versus the G7 now. Interesting. But it's an indicator here as far as the widening gap geopolitically between Russia and its friends and America and its friends. And again, I'm not smart enough to tell you what I think this will do to the U.S. petrodollar, but I am smart enough to tell you that I think that it'll definitely affect the U.S. petrodollar. Good morning, Trevo McKay. Interesting name. And everybody else in the chat. That's the brief for today. Hey, listen, if you're new here, go ahead and subscribe. Click the little bell icon. If you're not new here, you know what to do. Share the show with somebody you love. Okay. Okay, bear. All right. Good talk, everybody. Patreon.com. There's a link in the description of every video and live stream for Patreon. It's $5 per month. It's the best $5 you can spend on the internet. This morning, my wife and I were discussing Katahdin sheep for the homestead and livestock guardian dogs. And there's three pre-recorded videos and usually one live stream per week over on Patreon, plus a lot of Q&A, plus a lot of exclusive giveaways, plus all that other stuff. So in December, we will be giving away a gun belt on Patreon. So, you know, and the last giveaway was like an $1,200 value, fully kitted out chess rig, American made chess rig with all the stuff. So check that out, patreon.com. It's $5 hairs. Let's see. What's up, tribesmen? Shalom, bro. Iridium Group, shalom. Good morning, everybody. Andy Barnes, shalom. Shout out to Sanctified Supply Co. This is their shirt. Stay humble and kind. I need this reminder regularly, which is why I have this shirt on today from Sanctified Supply Co. Also, link in the description. You can find the saws, shirts, survival applications, and weapons systems. Facts, not feelings. Big fan of that. And the proceeds from that shirt go to benefit Caleb House and Grindstone Ministries. At grindstoneministries.com, also link in description, you can find your t-shirts, long sleeves, and hoodies. Somebody said, hey, how come this particular shirt isn't available in big guy sizes? It's because we're working on getting those American-made shirts in big guy sizes. So just be patient with us. This is a pre-order. But all of those shirts, the Caleb House shirts, all of those, the sales of those shirts go to fund ongoing anti-human trafficking missions and to help us build Caleb House, which is our restoration facility for juvenile human trafficking survivors. Okay? Okay. Good morning, James Cipriano. RefugeMedical.com has free shipping the entirety of this month of December. So, you know, you could buy a bunch of Chinese bullshit, the stuff underneath the tree this year, or you could literally give the gift of life. Like you could literally give somebody something that would save their life. RefugeMedical.com. You don't even need a promo code. It's just automatic free shipping. Go there. And it is HSA and FSA eligible, all of our kits and components. If you just need, I just need a bag of gauze components page. I've got a crew of 14 guys. We're going to operationally operate like operators. Cool. Stomp bag. I need a kit for my car. Dash arc. We got all that. It's all that. It's all there. Just set it and forget it. Refuge.com. All right. What's up, Ryan Cat? Shalom. And lastly, RefugeTraining.com. If you need to learn the fine art of how to not die, go to refugetraining.com. Use the interactive map. Find the class nearest to you. Come to class, and we will teach you how to not die. As of right now, this morning, Refuge Training Crew is in Waco, Texas. This morning, I believe. Yep. They're in Waco. There's a gentleman you may have heard of him there as well. What is it? The Angry Panda, Aggressive Prepper, Arsenal Preparedness. I don't know, something like that.
He looks just like you.
Yeah, he's like a black version of me. Yeah. No, wait, that's Dudley. Good morning, Prepping Survival. Is there a link page to donate to Caleb House? Yes, go to grindstoneministries.com. There's a link for that in the description as well. Angry Prepper is at Waco this morning training with our training division. So, also, shalom, Kevin Pitts. What's up, brother? So, Refuge Training. Like, guys, it's the best damn class on the face of the earth when it comes to tactical medicine. And you don't, like, Responder 1 and Responder 2, you don't need to be, like, a tactical operator in order to be able to take it. We've had from 12-year-old children up to 80-year-old women take the class. That's a fact. And it is not death by PowerPoint. It's reps and sets. You actually, like, you know how many people we've had say, this is the first class I've taken where we were allowed to take our tourniquet out of the plastic? Like, what the hell are you doing in these other classes, man? Oh, it's a liability issue. You know what's a liability issue? Having a tourniquet in the plastic that you don't know how to use when you need it. That's a liability issue. So, anywho, refugetraining.com. This is March or Die Monday. Go out there. Get after it. Be the light, people. I love y'all. Shalom. Shalom, bear.